The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Good morning. It's Monday. You're listening to the Klein Alley Show. It's Pantyhose Greg here. I'm wearing a pair of Shirtwaist Sugarloaf pantyhose. Go Dodgers!
I love the hot dog.
Sometimes I need a good reason to get out of bed. Got sleep in my eyes, clouds in my head. I need a shot of something to make my motor go.
Yes. That'd be sick.
I love Trump, bada bada ba.
You need some Klein and Alley Show.
Diddy, great guy like Diddy.
Getting your motor running with the Klein and Alley Show.
Whatever, you fat bitch.
I said, get your motor running with the Klein and Alley Show.
I don't have no thought, no.
Klein Alley Show.
Alley, don't feel bad about your herpes. I got it too.
Oh! Yes, go! Yes, go!
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. This is the world famous K Rock.
Hell yeah, welcome to a brand new week. Here we go. Emotions running high all weekend long. For a variety of reasons, lots to be excited about in Southern California, and today will be no different. Of course, we officially entered Halloween week. Seems like decorations only went up 4 months ago, and here we are, the week of Halloween. Dodgers off to a great start in the World Series, and Allie, I mean, I know you're not healthy yet, technically.
But no, this is day 7 of being horribly sick.
But you're here.
But I'm here, and I still can't taste or smell anything, which I'm kind of getting used to, weirdly.
Yep, and it's too bad, because the thing that you should be smelling is you.
I know. I feel like it's been so long without being able to smell or taste that I feel like I'm one of those weird stinky people, but I don't know that I'm stinky. Is it true? Do I smell bad? Well, I tried to put on some like, I don't normally wear perfume, but I tried to put on something just to cover it up because I don't know what's going on anymore.
Everybody knows at least one stinky person, Jake.
Yeah, stink bros. Woo.
Damn it.
And it's always shocking that that person doesn't know they stink.
Yeah.
Or they know they stink, and for whatever reason, they've accepted it, or potentially they've gone nose blind to themselves.
Yeah, and it's funny because I spent the weekend with somebody that I know through a friend who is a stinky person.
Yes,
and it was the best weekend with that person because I couldn't smell them.
Oh, it's great.
I was like, I have no problem getting up close and personal and having an in-depth conversation with you because I can't smell you. This is a perfect relationship.
Also, great alibi for you, for your own stank.
Totally.
All you got to do is get with a stinkier person Stick it up our nose. You can take a picture. Just find one friend a little uglier than you.
I know.
Boom, you're not the ugly one in the picture.
But it does change your decisions that you make, too, when it comes to ordering food at a restaurant. Because I went out to eat a couple of times this weekend. And because I had no taste buds, I was like, what am I going to do?
Just go cheapest thing?
I didn't go cheapest thing. My throat was also really, really swollen and horribly sore. So
sweet.
I was like, what is the hottest thing that will slide down my mouth? But it sucked because I ordered this dish and they were like, oh, it's a great, highly recommended dish. It's very spicy. Is that okay with you? And I was like, no.
Well, before
and
they
had to take the hot chili oil off of it. And I was like, this is so sad.
Make sure, Omar, before we go any further, you pull a clip of Ali saying they slide that hot thing down my throat.
That.
Good. Great.
Uh-huh.
Just making sure. People are concerned that we're missing too many great lines that are said on the show. And they are reminding us on the GOAT line that we cannot let these things slide by because every once in a while, and by every once in a while, I mean at least five times a show every day, we say something that we know will be used against us. And this was the latest. I could have sworn that this was pulled already, but this guy wanted to make sure we got it.
Yo, bitch-ass Kleinerella, Cougars, Friday's episode, we're talking about Bet Your Fet. At one point, Ali said, oh, daddy, milk me. And nobody said, pull that clip. Mm. I am disappointed. That is pure gold. Anyways.
I think someone did pull the...
daddy, me, milk me.
There it is. See? We have it. Don't worry.
We're good.
Let me hear that again. Hold on.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, daddy, me, milk me. You guys are taking advantage of a sick person.
This isn't fair.
We're
not above that. Hey, within the hour, we're going to give away a trip to see this band in Brazil. So I hope you're listening intently. It's K-Rock. As mentioned, if you're on a standby boarding list right now, you will be potentially boarding the flight later this morning. Within the hour, we'll call someone and give them the good news. You're packing your bags. You're heading to Brazil to see some Linkin Park. So be ready to receive our call. If you get a blocked number, restricted number, private number, or it may even say K-Rock. I'm not exactly sure what it says when we call out. Just be sure to answer because it could be the good news that you've been waiting for, that you've got international travel in your future to see some Linkin Park. And perhaps you're still buzzing. You're still high from the end of game one. I know so much has happened since Friday, which was, you know, the worst traffic day in the history of L.A., even though it feels like that was very overrated.
Whatever happened to that? I was trying to find any information about how it ended up, and doesn't seem like there were any problems.
Like I said.
It was a lot of media hype, and they would argue that they prepared us for the absolute worst, and as a result, a lot of people didn't go anywhere because they were so freaked out they'd be stuck in traffic. But I talked to a buddy that went to a Lakers game. He said it was the fastest he ever made it to and from crypto ever in his 10, 15 years of going to Lakers games. Never been faster. I know that I was going around a little bit on Friday night, and I was like, feels like the roads are wide open.
I know. I think people got...
But I wasn't near Dodger Stadium. That's different, totally different.
Yeah, but it was supposed to be spread out across all of LA, pretty much. And then there was a headline I saw about the USC game.
No one was there.
I think people got scared and they were like, I better not go.
Yeah, there was some...
forget it.
There was some picture of a giant section of that game that just had not one person in the entire section.
Yeah.
So maybe people... And that guy was named Scott Springer. He's the sales guy here at K-Rock. The only guy that was there. But people, listen, I understand. If you were as excited to witness the way that game one ended, and people were so excited they didn't even know what to do with themselves, because nowadays people get so excited they just break their own TV or they call the GOAT line.
Man, I would have loved to have seen Roger the Dodger hater's face when Freddie Freeman hit that grand slam on game one of the World Series. Oh, what I would have given to see his face. Anyway, sweet dibs and my pearls.
I was thinking about that as well. When that happened, I was thinking, man, of all the people, it's weird, the thoughts that I had going through my brain. I go, man, that guy that calls the show that hates the Dodgers and says the Dodgers are going to blow it and the Dodgers suck.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, it'd be so funny. Just that moment where it was such... It's unexpected joy because I think everyone watches going, well, you know what would be so cool right now? Bases loaded, a grand slam. But I think we all think...
That was the last out, wasn't it?
Yeah, but we all think that doesn't really happen, though. We all go like, that's in movies that happens, but it doesn't really happen.
Yeah, and then you think about the amount of money that people spend on tickets, or, you know, we talked to all these people that found different ways to get tickets to the World Series Game 1, and then to see that... It made me so happy talking to the people that we talked to and then being like, wow, they were there for that moment, like a historic moment.
Because that's one now that you think about... You know, we all have those moments that we've seen over and over and over and over again, and... That's now one of those moments, and it's just people were...
I swore I wouldn't call unless the Dodgers win it in the Grand Slam and the freaking World Series.
People just so excited. They had nowhere else to turn. They must call the GOAT line to share how excited they were.
Not to be a downer, but what's going on with Shohei, though?
I think he's fine.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, I think
he's
fine.
He's been approved to
play.
Yeah,
they said he could play. They said pain management, if he's okay to play, but
shoot him up with whatever.
Yeah, enough stealing with the bases. It was unnecessary at this point.
I already got the 50-50. Yeah. Let's just, you know, stay healthy.
Yeah, this is pretty exciting. I mean, listen to these calls. I mean,
the kind of at-bat that every kid that plays baseball dreams of one day having. You tell yourself, right, all right, bottom of the 10th, bases loaded, World Series, one-run game, Dodgers-Yankees. Reality for Freddie Freeman right here. Cortez delivers. Freeman hits the ball to right field. She is gone! Gibby! Meet Freddie! Game one of the World Series!
How do you not get goosebumps?
On an October 9th, 36 years ago.
How do you not get goosebumps?
I'm not even a Dodger fan, and I feel something.
How do you not? Just that moment. I mean, it's like everyone who's ever played anything in their backyard knows the hypothetical moment you prepared for.
I know, just to hear the crowd.
Just no way to describe it.
It's just.
Would you say you don't believe what you just saw?
The Yankees 3, Dodgers 2.
Here's another call.
The bases are loaded, 2 out, bottom of the 10th inning. The scenario you dream about, Freddie is living. First pitch swinging, high fly ball, hit deep, back, and gone! Freddie Freeman channeling his inner Kirk Gibson! A walk-off home run in game one of the World Series! A walk-off grand slam! They celebrate at the plate! Winners, 6-3!
Cortez out of the stretch, and a pitch. Swing and a drive! Right field! On its way! Gone! Ball game! A walk-off grand slam! Freddie Freeman! And the Dodgers take game one!
I mean, how do you not, Allie? How do you not?
Do you have the Spanish one?
Oh, yeah, the Spanish one's coming, I believe.
How many microphones lives were lost?
A lot of saliva, a lot of microphones lost. We got the Spanish one, we got the German one.
We got the German one?
We have the Japanese one. Oh, we got them all.
Whoa.
There are some great ones. I think the Japanese one may be the best one.
Really? I want to hear it.
We got to take a break, though. We got a lot to get to on today's show. Let's go ahead and give you the tease. Allie stayed in an Airbnb that she thought was too good to be true, and when she got there, she found out why it was too good to be true.
Oh, yes. So I'm exhausted this week.
I'm going to assume toilet cam, but place your bets.
We'll get into
that. Get into that coming up a little bit later in the show today. That trip that will be given away to go see Linkin Park in Brazil is happening, and right now we kick it off by giving you $100 of Allie's money. She's sick. She is sleep-deprived. She is smelly. If you'd like to get $100 of her money, call now 800-520-1067.
What a picture.
She wants you to milk her. Milk her for all she's worth.
Yeah, Daddy.
Take it while you can. $100 cash money. We'll do it after this quick break. Allie Knows the News is next. Hey, Rock. We are Klein Allie's show. $100 up for grabs every morning right around this time. It's Allie's money. And I'll read the text line. No one cares about Allie's Airbnb stay. Play the German and Japanese game one call immediately. Well, people are enjoying the Freddie Freeman Grand Slam calls in every language. Let's give you one more to hype you up before we get into Allie Knows the News for $100. And then we'll pick up Sean. There's a lot of people that want a piece of you, Allie. I don't blame you. Easy money on a Monday if you want $100 of Allie's cash. And all you got to do is hopefully be paying a little bit of attention to what's been going on in the world. Here's a call, though. Take a listen.
ライトへライトへ劇的な幕切れこれ以上ない最強の一発逆転サヨナラサヨナラ痛みをこらえて戦い続ける鉄人フリーマンのサヨナラ満塁ホームラン
Donc, la défense déployée de façon...
Hey, Omar, I want that song, you know, the I Love L.A. I want that, like, when you hear that song, when that hook hits after something big happens, it is the great... That sound is... When we do dumb stuff on this show, which is all the time, you should just have that ready to go.
Say sayonara.
No, whenever that... because when that song hits, it is... You know, obviously something pretty big is happening in L.A. sports for that song to hit after a big moment happens. If we could apply that same feeling to this show when we say dumb things like milk me or whatever else, and you get that, it just gets people such a hype song. Love it so much.
I love the four people that were clapping behind the guy after he announced.
Those were the clapping sticks. They love them clapping sticks right there. Let's get into it. Sean, how would you like $100 of easy money this morning?
Oh, I'm doing good. Clyde, happy Monday, Clyde and Allie.
Happy Monday. Let's go ahead and get this game going. Of course, as you know, Allie's got a chance to answer the same questions as you do. If you do better than Allie does, then you will get $100 of her money.
Her yoga is hot and her sister is too. Let's find out if Allie knows the news.
She will, if she has the strength, she will leave the K-Rock studios right now and sequester herself in a studio far, far away. Because she is weak and she is sick, but do not feel bad.
Aren't you going to play some music for me when I leave?
Do we have any? No, we don't. We have nothing. Yeah, hold on. We'll find
some. Come on. I got to get a little fanfare.
Where's that dump truck backing up, Omar? Let's get Allie's song on for her as she leaves the studio. Here she goes. She's leaving. There she is.
I always play the Japanese call. It makes me feel better.
Sayonara. There she goes. She's out. Sean, five questions here all about stuff going on in the world. You're more than welcome to play along. Let's see how you would have done had you been through and played on the air for the $100. Your round of Allie Knows the News. Sean starts right now.
Allie Knows the News.
This recently deceased celebrity's house just sold for $9 million. Which celebrity's house just sold for $9 million after he recently passed away?
Recently passed away, $9 million. I'm going to go. Everyone's surviving. I don't know who's passed away.
Question number two. Costco chicken products are being recalled due to fears of what?
Salmonella.
Question number three. Comedian Tony Hinchcliffe is in some hot water. He was at the Trump rally at MSG, and he said that Puerto Rico was basically what?
If it was a Trump rally, he probably said asshole.
An asshole. We go to question number four. This Dodgers pitcher has been named the starter for Game 3 of the World Series.
Ooh. Happy Yamamoto. He just went. I'm going to say Yamamoto. I can't. Another one.
And finally, the owner of this West Hollywood bar took to Instagram to address drink spiking rumors. The owner of this West Hollywood bar turned to Instagram to address all of the rumors of drink spiking.
The owner of a bar?
Yep.
How do you know the owner of a bar?
No, which bar? That's all you need to know. Which bar? You've heard of this bar, I'm sure.
Oh, I got you.
Well known.
I'm gonna just go with
West Hollywood Bar. Couldn't be more clues given.
West Hollywood. I'm never in West Hollywood.
All right.
I just have to say a bar. How about BJ's? How about that?
All right. Let's bring Allie in. Let's score it together. These were, believe it or not, trending stories. Here we go. Allie's back in the studio now. Sean battled. He wants your money. You want your money? Question number one. This recently deceased celebrity's house just sold for $9 million.
Oh, Matthew Perry.
That is correct. A friend's Matthew.
And here's the backyard. And this is beautiful hot tub.
Sean, unfortunately, you are not off to a good start. Allie's up 1-0. We go to question number two.
Misleading question, by the way. Recently? I don't think it's recent.
Well,
it's a year ago.
Within the year, I believe.
There was also a lot more news about it because of the arrests and the toxicology reports and all that. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we got a question.
I didn't say it recently deceased, though.
Number two.
Change it to not so recently deceased.
Costco chicken products are being recalled due to fears of what?
I believe that's more Listeria.
Yeah, he said Salmonella. Got the wrong one. It is the Listeria. Allie goes up 2-0, and you are not in the right, not moving in the right direction. Sean, go to question three. This comedian by the name of Tony Hinchcliffe is in some hot water because he was at a Trump rally at MSG where he referred to Puerto Rico as what?
Yeesh.
Same thing you've said a million times, Allie.
That I've said a million times?
Yeah, off mic when you talk about it.
No, I'm not going to answer now.
No!
Allie's never said this.
That it doesn't count as a state?
Is that what you think?
No! That's why I didn't want to answer anything.
He called it a floating island of garbage.
Oh my God.
And a lot of people are not happy about that. I'm sure people at the Trump rally were thrilled about it, but anyway, so no one gets the point there. He said an asshole. We got a question number four. Allie's still up by two.
I mean, he was kind of right if he said
this
asshole. This
Dodgers pitcher has been named the starter for Game 3 of the World Series.
I don't know. Kershaw?
Walker Buehler is your pitcher. And we go to question number five. No comeback for you. The owner of this West Hollywood bar took to Instagram to address drink spiking rumors.
Oh, the Abbey.
That is correct.
They said they're going to be doing it more.
They're going to be doing more drink spiking at the Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
You want your drink spiked, you come to the Abbey.
Double
Sean,
it.
You put in a decent effort. No, you didn't. You put in a lousy effort, and you didn't win, and you got nothing right. And what must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock? Go ahead.
I'm a shamefully. My name is Sean from LA, and Allie knows the news on her Michael Jordan sick game.
That is correct. Well done. And now hit it, Randy Newman. Boom. Na 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 na. See, it doesn't work.
No.
Now we have this for you instead. Give you some Smashing Pumpkins this morning. All right, coming up in the next 30 minutes or less, we will move someone from the standby boarding list to the actual boarding list, so you can go to Brazil, to see Lincoln Park. Hopefully you're up and ready to take our call. Find out why Allie's Airbnb was way more or way less than she thought she was getting. No shocker there.
Same and, price, though.
And we got some tickets for you. Ricky Gervais tickets coming up later this morning as we continue to bribe you to give us some of your time on a Monday here.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Lots to give you this morning. Just keep on listening. Be ready to call. The numbers to join us, text and call 800-520-1067. If you're a podcast listener, we appreciate you, but not the same because you can't interact with us live. But that's why the GOAT line is there for you. That number is 844-956-GOAT.
When you book an Airbnb, are there certain red flags that you look for where you know, okay, this place isn't as nice as it appears to be in the pictures?
Well, if no one's ever rented it before, I always get a little questionable, a little squirrely. Like when you see a lot of reviews, usually I know that sometimes we've learned...
Yeah, but it could be a new scoop.
Could be a new, right, could be new property. Could be first one in.
Yeah.
New suds.
Coffee maker works just fine because they just bought it. But then there's other places that look really nice. And then once you get in there, you realize that everything's being held up with particle board and that it's not really as nice as it seems. It just appears that way. And then when you book it, you actually get there and realize that it sucks.
Well, you've historically done some really bad bookings based on pictures. I remember one time you booked your wife into, I think, a one-star hotel in Vegas because on the website there was like a picture of a good coffee mug on a table and you thought that meant that the place was
decent.
They had
a ThinkPad.
Yeah, they had like a...
on the nightstand.
Like, the closer the pictures are, the closer... The close-ups are in the pictures they post, usually the worst the place is. If it's a close-up of like a vase of flowers on a nightstand, but you can't actually see anything else,
that's usually an
indication that things are not great.
That hotel was also an adults-only hotel.
Right.
And I realized that it was for hookers.
It was like a swinging/murder hotel in Vegas, but you booked it anyway.
Yeah, and I would say on Airbnb, if there's a million pictures of one room and then like four pictures of the rest of the property, they're obviously just focusing on the one good thing about the property.
I also think that on Airbnb specifically, especially if you're going to a city you don't know really well, if they use exact numbers, like it's 3 minutes from blank or 6 minutes from blank.
Within walking distance of, which right. is very
well, that,
subject see, to change.
This is the difference. So I think when they give actual minutes away, you feel a little bit better. When they start using those vague terms like walking distance or a close proximity to, I get very squirrely.
Just
and I
a
go,
short hop. Skip and jump away. They right. get all creative with their language.
And you go like, that's 29 miles. Where did you come up with a short hop, skip, and jump?
I mean, anything is miles? Walkable, technically.
Yeah, right. That's the thing. Right. You can say that New York is walkable from LA because people have done that before, but it's not something I'd put on my posting for Airbnb.
So I was tasked with finding the Airbnb for this weekend in San Diego.
Why did they give you that job?
I found a place that I actually sent it to Katie and I said and our other friend, and I said, all right guys, this is the best one I could come up with. It was the best in terms of location and it was the most affordable. Hotels are way more expensive there, and you know, obviously you get a full kitchen and all this stuff looked new. So I was like, all right, I think this is the right one. Everybody agreed this one looked great. booked it, and we arrive. And as soon as we arrive, within 5 minutes, I realize why this place was as cheap as it was.
So when you say cheap, like, was it significantly cheaper than ones that were around it?
I would say $75 overall, $75 to $100 cheaper than all the other ones.
Per night?
No, total.
Oh, total.
Yeah.
So not like a significant, because every once in a while you go, everything in this neighborhood is going to be $200 a night, and this one's $70 a night. Something's going on. It's less than half off.
It's also, this area was a little bit farther removed from like the area that we wanted.
Right. All right. Well, there's
but
the first
one. But it was just a hop, skip, and a jump away from Ocean Beach where we wanted to be.
I'm going to assume that this is one of those places where you rented it and someone else was living there too. Like not necessarily sharing the same place as you, but like they kind of do the thing where they lock themselves in their own bedroom. They're like, you won't see me, but I'm also living here as well.
There was a locked door with a code. Okay. Anyone else want to guess?
Anyone else want to take a guess?
That was totally my guess. Like they had a secret room and they like you live in like a little like cave.
Because I did one time I had a situation where the owner's like, I'll come meet you guys when you check in. And then I met him. And then he's like, all right, now I'll just be here for the weekend if you need me. And
my
I was like,
God.
But that's where I'm going to be.
Well, you forgot to click on entire place.
Right. Like,
and then you realize that you have a lot of roommates.
Yeah, that would be a problem as well. I mean, I can't. Well, the only other thing I could think of is that it's like very close to a like highway, freeway, like buzzing by you.
Not only was it very close to a highway, it was in the direct, very close flight pattern of all planes that were landing at the San Diego airport.
Right.
And apparently this place is called Point Loma, and there is a phrase that everyone who lives there uses called the Point Loma pause, meaning that the planes are so loud that you must pause your conversation in the middle of it because the planes cannot be heard, cannot allow you to be heard over what you're saying.
And when did you realize, like at what point when you arrived, from when you arrived, because you pull up and you go, sometimes there's a relief where you're like, wow, it actually kind of looks like the pictures. And like, whoa, the place doesn't have a weird smell to it.
And that kind of was when we got there. I was like, okay, this place does look new and it does look like it's pretty good. And then when my kid said, Mommy, airplane.
Oh.
I was like, wow, that's a really close one. And then 3 minutes later, Mommy, airplane. And then, Mommy, airplane.
Pause.
After 7 hours, Mommy, airplane was not very exciting anymore.
And was this the kind of sound that you could hear inside the house and outside the house?
Oh, yeah, and all night long as well.
Oh, it never stops.
Never stops. But also, that was the least of my problems because, hold on a second. Point Loma pause.
I want to hear the rest of the story, but planes keep going.
Mommy airplane. There was a door that was to the right of the kitchen that was locked with some kind of a code, and you couldn't get in, and it seemingly connected to the apartment next to it. As soon as it hit probably 9 or 10 o'clock, I start hearing...
What is that?
And there is a woman on the phone on her balcony with no pants on, chain-smoking cigarettes, who is obviously very high on crack.
It's your mom?
And it was my mom, and I was like, oh my God, Mom, what's up? No, it was some lady, and I don't know if she just comes with the place, or she's a relative, or something like that.
There's no Halloween decor.
Apparently, this apartment is very nice, but attached to another apartment where some crackhead lives, and she doesn't wear pants, and she's on the phone all night long. You can see her when she's on the balcony, but then when she's in the apartment, you can just kind of hear her through the walls, which is occasionally covered up by the loud planes.
God, you got to hope for the planes.
But not enough to be able to track the conversation and actually get some good gossip.
So, question, at any point did you consider leaving? Did you say, like, this is not going to...
my kid loves airplanes.
Right.
And crack.
And crack. It's exciting for him.
And
I have earplugs.
And in all seriousness, like, were there no reviews of this place that said, just so you know, FYI... Because that's the kind of thing a good reviewer would do. They'd say, place is nice, but just so you know, a lot of airplanes, a lot of crackheads.
Wouldn't know. Didn't read them.
Oh. You didn't even read one review?
Nope. Didn't read one.
Are you going to leave a review?
That's the question, because the lady that helped us out was very, very nice, very accommodating.
Was
she let us
place?
Check in early. It seemed like it was her place. I never met her. There was just a lockbox situation. Get the fob, go in, no questions asked. So she was very overly accommodating. And then when I leave, I go, hey, you know what? Could it have been worse? And that's when you know you stayed in a good Airbnb.
Wait, when the answer is no, it couldn't have been worse?
No, when you say, could it have been worse? Yes.
It doesn't sound like it could have been worse.
It like, could
from what you're gotten murdered?
Hey.
From what you're saying to me, you have a crackhead yelling into their phone with no pants on next to you and above you.
That's a plus.
It was entertaining.
All right. I guess.
Also, well, we got a parking spot and the people who parked on the street got sideswiped by a drunk driver.
See?
So I didn't get sideswiped by a drunk driver.
It's a win.
Wait, hold on a minute.
It's a win.
It was great.
Less than 10 minutes away, someone's going to get the good news that they're hopping a plane, going to Brazil to see some Linkin Park. Could it be you? Hopefully. Answer your phone if we call 800-520-1067 for you to call us. We'll get to your news in just a moment. But first, as a result of Allie's terrible Airbnb experience where she was less than 5 seconds away from an airport, we hop, skip, and a jump away from the airport. A lot of people know all about where you were. Go ahead. You're on K-Rock. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to let Allie know that I feel her for the Point Loma pause. I used to live there for 2 years, and my roommates and I in college, we would be sitting on our porch, and literally every single time the plane would fly over, like every 10, 15 minutes, we'd be talking, and it just got to a point where like we wouldn't even think about it anymore. We'd just stop our conversation and then just pick up right where we left off. Yeah. It was brutal.
But yeah. Cheap rent?
Sorry, what was that?
He still can't hear. He still can't hear from all that time he spent there.
Permanent hearing loss.
Permanent. That will not be reversible. Let's get to your news now, then we get into a brand new hour of the show, complete with your trip to see Linkin Park in Brazil.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News. Oh, wait. You mean this isn't a true crime podcast? I'm out.
Speaking of podcasts, Joe Rogan had an episode that came out over the weekend. 3 hours. Over 3 hours. That's how long he and Donald Trump spent talking to each other about everything that you can imagine. Everything from aliens to Robert E. Lee being a great general. They spent so long rambling that they even talked about rambling. And, or as Trump calls it, weaving. Here is Trump talking about his trademark, the weave.
I like to give long the weave. You know, I like to.
Yeah, you like to weave things in.
But when you do the weaves, and you have to be very smart to do weaves. When you do the weave, look at this. Just in this one thing, we're talking about little pieces all over here, but it always ends up.
Home.
No, it comes back home.
Yeah.
For the right people, for the wrong people, it doesn't come back home, and they end up in the wilderness.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
If
we heard some. We heard some of the
rambling. That's why
we did hear some of the clips on Friday's show, the tease clips. But I mean, the wild stuff.
Hey, Joe Rogan, it's great to be here. It's nice to be surrounded by another bloated white guy. I am also a huge fan of Fear Factor, or as the American people call her, Kamala.
Of course. Look, I have already hunted and eaten 8 bison this morning, so I am not bloated. I'm actually 300% muscle and 0 steroids. Yeah. I'm raging.
So that was a very intense conversation.
A lot less overtalk in that example.
Yeah, in the ones we wrote, they let each other speak. In the real one, it was just constant speaking over each other.
Here was also some speak about aliens.
There's a lot of interest in the people coming from space, you know.
Yes.
And I know you're interested in that.
Oh, very interested in that. How much did they tell you about that?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
What did they tell you? How much can you tell?
So
how's that work? Is it like super top secret?
I can tell, you know.
Tell me.
Well, based on Hunter Biden, I can say whatever the hell I want, right? But no.
And then he proceeds to say nothing, and then.
But I interviewed a few people. It's never been my thing, I have to be honest.
Yeah, right.
Aliens have never been his thing. Right. That's his honest opinion.
I like this clip better.
So I started this new practice where I only urinate once a day. It's an incredible test of self-control.
You know who has no self-control? Line Kamala and Tampon Tim. Could you pass the ketchup? My steak is a little dry.
That's actually not steak. That's a rare albino alligator I killed with my bare hands.
These big boy shoes I'm wearing, they are alligator. Looky, looky.
Can I ask you a tough question? Why are you so amazing?
I was born this way, baby. Let's get on some YMCA. Can we do that?
I think the one we
more
wrote.
More enjoyable, for sure.
Yeah, we should write that to be 3 hours long. Way more enjoyable chat than the real one.
I mean, I feel like you could have streamlined it to an hour, but still. Mm. All right, Matthew Perry has, he actually passed away 1 year ago today.
Oh, really?
Yes, I just
recently.
Looked it up.
That's recent, Omar.
That's recent.
That's not recent.
If it's
at
within
all.
A year, then it's recent.
Very okay. Recent.
So a lot of people have been wondering what it was going to happen to his 3,500 square foot house where he unfortunately passed away. In the hot tub in the backyard, and it has finally sold for $8.5 million. An Arizona-based movie producer and real estate developer bought the property as a vacation home, but you have to wonder if you know, you're just going to reconstruct everything and start over, because if you have like not only a death in the house but a famous death in the house, that property is always going to be known for that. So sure. Then do you just kind of demolish all sense of the past and just rebuild anew? Or you're like, hey, it's a vacation home. Eventually, I'll forget about this aspect.
Well, what happens when you go to a hotel and a kid like poops in the pool? They have to shock the pool or whatever, right? Isn't that what
depends
they call
on the poop.
Right, but I think that's usually what they do. You shock the hot tub and then boom, it's fresh again. I mean, yes, that image will be there, but then you move past it. That's just how it is. Think of all the houses now.
Wouldn't you feel weird getting in that hot tub? Knowing that somebody died in the hot tub, regardless of brand new water and everything.
I bet you all of us have been in a pool or a hot tub where someone has died.
No way.
I bet you we all have.
No way.
Yeah, probably not famous like that, but I'm sure at some point.
I don't think people dying in hot tubs happens that often.
If you've been to enough pools or hot tubs or hotels, you probably stayed in a hotel room where people died. I'm sure you have. Like, you don't know where everyone's died.
Yeah, I know, but once you do know, you can't unknow that information.
That's the hard part, is the unknowing part.
I mean, if you were going to go in a hot tub, and then in addition to all the million signs about don't get in here if you have diarrhea.
Right, a lot of that.
They say, like, by the way, here's how many people have died in this hot tub. Do you think it would affect your ability to get in there and enjoy yourself?
I mean,
definitely wouldn't be as relaxing.
The goal of the hot tub is to relax. So, yes, if you do start seeing a tally that's being changed of all the people that have died.
I'm not relaxed too much. I got
over 3,500 people die in pools a year.
Thank you, Jake.
That's pools.
Right, but I'm just saying, add that up over the course of many years. Good luck. I'm sure every hotel, pool. It's funny. I got back, not funny, but I got back from a hotel that I stayed at in Mexico. I was telling a friend I stayed there, and he said, "Oh yeah, I know someone that died in that pool." And he told me after the fact. And
really?
It didn't change my experience at all. No, but had I known that before,
I feel like that would bother you though. Like it really stuck with you that you lived at that one place where the guy died. But he didn't even die in that house.
Right, right. The guy died.
But you started like finding stuff of his in the house, and it's a weird experience.
And I was getting his mail, and he was dead. And it was dead person mail, which was weird, because I was opening it, too. Because, I mean, he wasn't going to open it, so.
So you were doing him a favor.
Felt like it was the right thing to do. Yeah. Yeah.
I better take advantage of his Valpak savings.
Guy owes Volkswagen some money, by the way.
All right. When you're caught embezzling money from your employer, what do you spend that embezzled money on? This woman was caught stealing over $170,000 from a place where she worked as an office manager. And after embezzling six figures, they found out what she was, and they arrested her. She's in jail now. They figured out what she was spending her money on, and she was basically a takeout addict and blew it all on Uber Eats and DoorDash.
It's a great way to live. It's a great way.
I wonder how long it would take you to spend $170,000 on Uber Eats and DoorDash.
Remember when Beer Mug was embezzling money from this place by putting his DoorDash orders on the boss's credit card
for a
while?
Oh, yeah, and then he was like, I don't know, it just auto-filled.
Yeah. Before he got busted. They're like, who's been ordering bagels every morning for the last 4 days? And he's like, oh, dude, my mistake.
But when you think about like buying it on your card versus buying it on somebody else's, it does change your order completely.
Absolutely.
And then they're like, do you want to get Priority Dash or whatever? Yep. And you're like, yes, I do. I want it in 4 minutes.
Yeah, a lot of sauces.
I wonder how many orders were just like one coffee.
Just look, if you're not paying, if I knew that I had a credit card that I was not seeing every month, the statement of, I would be.
You'd rack up 170 grand.
Easily. In a weekend, I feel like. I don't know what I feel like. I'll just get one of everything.
Yeah.
First thing we do after this song is give away a trip to see Linkin Park in Brazil. Hopefully it's you. We'll do that next on K-Rock.